The Sick, Day 3, The Woman with the Issue of Blood. And a woman, having an issue of blood 12 years, who had consumed her whole living on physicians, nor had she the strength to be cured by any, coming behind him, touched the hem of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stood still. And Jesus said, Who has touched me? And when all denied, Peter and they who were with him said, Master, the crowds throng thee and press thee. And thou sayest, Who has touched me? But Jesus said, Someone has touched me, for I know that power is gone out of me. And the woman, seeing that she was not hidden, came trembling, and falling down before him, she pronounced to him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, Daughter, have confidence. Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Luke chapter 8. To touch with the hand is to communicate and transfer to another, because the whole power of man is transferred from the body into the hands. Consequently, what the mind wills that the body should do, that the arms and hands do. But this power is natural power, and communication thereby is an exertion of the bodily forces. But spiritual power is to will the good of another, and to will to convey to another as far as possible what is with oneself. Apocalypse Explained 79. And all the crowd sought to touch him, for power went out from him, and he healed all. Luke 6, verse 19. He giveth power to the faint, and to him that hath no might, he multiplieth strength. Isaiah 40. Garments are often mentioned in the word, and thereby are meant things beneath or without, and that cover things above or within. And therefore, by garments are signified man's external, consequently his natural, because this covers his internal and spiritual. Arcana Celestia 52:48. By garments are signified truths, and by the Lord's garments, divine truths. Arcana 99:42. The hem of the robe means the most external parts, where the natural is. Arcana Celestia 99:17. The Lord's garments represented truths in the external form. Arcana Celestia 90:93. Holy fear, with its consequent humiliation, and therefore adoration, has acts or gestures corresponding to itself, namely, bending the knees, falling down upon the knees, and also prostrating the body down to the earth. If the humiliation is from genuine holy fear, there is a falling of the spirit. Man cannot be in humiliation unless he acknowledges that there is nothing but evil in himself, and that all good is from the Lord. Arcana 57:58. For my life is consumed with grief, and my years with sighing. My power stumbles because of my iniquity, and my bones are wasted away. Psalm 31. There are two things in humiliation, namely, the acknowledgement of self that it is nothing but evil, and that relatively to the divine it is as nothing, and the acknowledgement of the divine, that it is nothing but good, and is infinite. Arcana Celestia 76:40 and 38:80. Thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is not anything too hard for thee. Jeremiah 32. When they are reduced to such a state that they perceive hell in themselves, and this to such a degree as to despair of ever being able to be saved, then they can be led into the true confession of faith, not only that all good is from the Lord, but also that all things are of His mercy, and at length into humiliation of heart before the Lord, which is not possible without the acknowledgement of the true character of self. Arcana Celestia 26:94. For as for me, straightway there remained no power in me, neither was there breath left in me. Daniel chapter 10. In humiliation of heart, there is the acknowledgement of self as being nothing but filthiness, and at the same time the acknowledgement of the Lord's infinite mercy toward that which is such. This takes place in all true humiliation, with a perception of being uplifted by the Lord's mercy. Arcana Celestia 19:99. We give Thee thanks, Lord God Almighty, who is and who was and who is to come, because Thou hast taken Thy great power and hast reigned. Revelation 11. Questions. We read, by touching is signified communication, transfer, and reception. Arcana Celestia 10,130. Think of times when you received real encouragement by a hug, the touch of a hand, etc. What does this tell us about our approach to others? Number 2. Could touch play a significant role in helping those who feel spiritually that they have no strength to be cured? Could it play an even stronger role than the words we choose? 3. We read, spiritual power is to will the good of another. What intentions for helping are appropriate? What inappropriate? Number 4. We also read, to convey to another as far as possible what is with oneself. In the best sense, what is with oneself is from the Lord. If what we are trying to convey is encouragement about the Lord, how do we avoid appearing conceited or being preachy? Number 5. How can we encourage humility in others? How can we lead them through it to acknowledging the power of the Lord in His Word? Number 6. She touched the hem of His garment, meaning the letter of the Word. What does this tell us about how to approach those who have lost it? Number 7. What humiliation and the acknowledgement of self What do humiliation and the acknowledgement of self tell us about how we can get out of states when we feel that we have no strength left? Number 8. Does humility really seem like the way to get stronger?